Thank you again for joining us here on Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and there's a new company that's based in Indiana that's looking to make things much easier for grain elevators, export terminals, and food processors.
So we like to say that we want to make genetic detection no big deal for harvested grain distributors and seed suppliers across the U.S. and globally.
And that's Ryan Scar, co-founder and COO of NanoBio Designs. He and his team have developed a new DNA test for grain buyers to use on harvested corn and soybeans to check for different traits.
How do we track those traits across the supply chain? So whether that's GMO, non-GMO, it could be grain or soybeans or corn grown for ethanol purposes or pharmaceutical purposes. Some of the technology used to track those traits across the supply chain are a little bit inefficient. You have to take samples, send them off to a lab, wait 3 or 4 days. Well, meanwhile, you just had 50 trucks roll into an elevator. And if you're a farmer, you're waiting for your grain to get approved. Or if you're an elevator, you're waiting to get that grain marketed and onto the next spot.
He says that NanoBio Designs has developed a device that can be used on site to speed up the process.
And so we're trying to put a genetic detection device and a cartridge system at every single elevator. And so that they can validate the traits that are moving across their supply chains and market those effectively so that they're validated across the supply chain.
Scar says that their on-site grain DNA detection tests could save the ag industry billions of dollars.
Gosh, a while back, China had rejected a large load of Starlink corn. Well, that can lead to a $2 billion economic loss because that grain is rejected because they didn't accept it. And so where do you send that grain? And so if we can actively track our traits across the supply chain and provide that information, we can reduce risks of cross-contamination of different varieties, as well as make sure they're getting to their intended purposes to provide that value that that farmer grew it for and that elevator is marketing towards that food product.
Read more about the new technology from Indiana-based NanoBio Designs at HoosierAgToday.com. And if you're a college football fan, you know this is absolutely the greatest time of the year with the season just getting underway. It's still early in the season as well, which means every team still has that shot of winning the national championship, right? It's also still warm outside, which makes tailgating before the game even that much better. Eric Pfeiffer had the chance to tailgate last weekend with some Purdue Ag alumni.
There was much to celebrate at Purdue's Ross-Ade Stadium Saturday afternoon. In addition to the Boilermakers kicking off the season with a 49-0 win over Indiana State, with an impressive performance by quarterback Hudson Card, who tied the all-time FBS record for completion percentage, completing 24 of 25 passes, that's 96% for those doubting my math skills, for 273 yards and 4 touchdowns. It was also Purdue Ag Day. The Purdue Ag Alumni Association held their annual tailgate before the game. Hoosier Ag Today was there.
We are thrilled. We have almost doubled the registration from the last 2 years, so we're so excited to have almost 400 people here today.
That's Purdue Ag Alumni Association Executive Director Danica Kirkpatrick, who credits their sponsors for the increase in attendance this year, Keystone Cooperative, Indiana Farm Bureau, and Farm Credit Mid-America. Kirkpatrick says the tailgate is a great billboard for the association, and it brings alumni back to campus so they can remind them about all the other things the association does throughout the year.
It brings people back so that we can remind them that we do homecoming and later in September. And we also have the annual Purdue Ag Alumni Fish Fry. And then there's all kinds of other ways to work with us. So we're actually planning a trip to New Zealand in March, and we have an open opportunity for our alumni to join us on that. And we just have regional events throughout the year, all the time down in Indianapolis or on campus. And we look forward to welcoming people back to campus and through all of our Ag alumni programs.
If you're a graduate of the Purdue College of Agriculture and you want to get more involved, Kirkpatrick says you can just Google Purdue Ag Alumni Association or find them on social media.
We're on LinkedIn, we're on X, we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram. So a lot of our activities and programs and highlights of our grants and student programs are also on there. So if you are on social media, you should definitely follow us.
You can find all the links on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And speaking of Purdue football, they already have a bye week this weekend. But next weekend, the Boilers will definitely have their hands full as they host Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish are ranked fifth in the most recent AP poll. That game kicks off next Saturday at 3:30 at Ross-Ade Stadium. In fact, Purdue has just as many ranked opponents on their schedule as Notre Dame does this season. The Boilers host number 7 Oregon in October, and then they take on number 2 Ohio State and number 8 Penn State in back-to-back weeks later in November. By the way, a special shout-out to my alma mater, the Ball State Fighting Football Cardinals, as they host Missouri State on Saturday afternoon. Well, it looks like the clock is running out on this edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. If you missed any portion of today's show, you can download the podcast version. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. For Eric Pfeiffer, Andy Eubank, and Hoosier Ag Today's chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.